We're talking with Kate Breslin, the executive director of the Schuyler Center for Analysis and Advocacy. And we're going to talk with Kate about their campaign to reduce childhood poverty in half in 10 years. But Kate, maybe you just briefly, I know you guys have been around an awful long time, but what is the Schuyler Center about?
Thanks, Mark. The Schuyler Center for Analysis and Advocacy has been continuously operating in New York since 1872. And our focus is on shaping public policy in New York State as it affects disenfranchised population. You know, the way I think about it is that there are over 6,000 registered lobbyists in New York State, all of them seeking some sort of policy change, or sometimes keeping policies the same. And most of those 1,000 plus lobbyists are not focused on structural and long-term wins for disenfranchised children and families. And we are.
Now, I noticed recently you released some type of overview of childhood poverty in New York State, and particularly how that's been negatively impacted by the COVID crisis. But what, you know, were some of the figures that stood out to you in that analysis?
Sure. So last week we did a presentation and a data briefing, as you said, about the state of New York's children. So every year in January, we do a briefing about the state of New York's children. And we highlight the number of children living in poverty, which in New York State is about 20%, a little below 20% before the pandemic, which is the most recent data that we have. And those children living in poverty, so it's over 700,000 kids living in poverty, and double that if you look at kids living just above the poverty level. And the other important thing that we called out from the data is that Black children are twice as likely to live in poverty as white children. And so we need to have a special attention to poverty, and particularly the racial disparity within poverty. And when we look at the state of New York's children in 2021, frankly, it's sobering. Surveys done by the census and others show that a massive number of families are cutting back on food and basic necessities. And significant numbers are behind in their either rent or mortgage payments. And in the midst of this pandemic, when we rely on internet access and devices for school, for doctor and social work appointments, and for so many other things, a pretty significant number of families either don't have access to the internet at all, and or don't have the devices that they need to, you know, to be able to effectively participate in schooling and other kinds of things.
Now, one of the things I remember about childhood poverty is that, you know, particularly young children, the numbers are even significantly higher, but also compared to other industrial democracies, the United States childhood poverty is significantly above them. You know, why is that? Because we're considered the wealthiest, you know, country on the planet.
Well, there's some really interesting data internationally. And I will say I'm not an expert in that. But what I have looked at is that in other countries, there's more attention. You know, New York or the U.S. spends a lot of its money on medical care, for example, and not as much on what we, you know, call the social determinants of health, sort of all of the other underlying things that affect people and people's health. And a big part of that is economic security. You know, one of the best ways to help people be healthier, and specifically to address poverty, is economic security. So that includes a wide variety of types of things, tax policy, welfare policy, as well as infrastructure, childcare, and even things like access to healthy places to recreate and those kinds of things.
You set a goal of trying to reduce poverty, childhood poverty in half in 10 years. What are some of the key components of that agenda?
Well, I think the big point here is that we need to set a goal and work toward it. And so over the years, we certainly have policy makers and policies that consider poverty. And I think certainly policymakers that care about poverty. Yet our efforts to address child poverty, which, as you said, is particularly prevalent among very young children. And I'll also mention that New York has a higher child poverty rate than 30 other states. So, you know, despite having a very robust economy pre-pandemic, we still have a much higher child poverty rate than other states. And it's really important that we understand that it's not just one thing. So we've had over the years scattershot efforts to try and address poverty, you know, a few dollars here, and meanwhile, significant reductions in another area. So the big picture here is coming to agree, asking our policymakers and our the people of New York to come to some agreement that this is a priority and that we're going to set a goal of cutting it in half over 10 years, and we are going to start measuring ourselves against it. The National Academy of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine put out a roadmap to reducing child poverty that puts forward some evidence-based solutions. And those won't surprise you. They include tax policy, so the earned income tax credit, the child tax credit, as well as other policies like childcare. One area where New York has done a great job is making sure that people have health insurance coverage. We haven't solved it all yet, but that's one way. Making sure that people have access to affordable health insurance coverage is yet another way to address child poverty. And so the point is, we need to set a goal and then really dig in on the multiplicity of things that we need to do to start to address it.
And we've been talking with Kate Breslin, Schuyler Center for Analysis and Advocacy. We have about 90 seconds left. You know, you mentioned before we get on the air that you wanted to take some of the techniques being used around climate in New York. So maybe you could explain what you meant by that. And then also, if people, you know, want more information about childhood poverty or want to get active, how best can they do that?
The analogy to climate is important because, as I said, there are so many different policy decisions that can have an impact on poverty. So it's important to think about all of those. So we are working to advance a piece of legislation, the Child Poverty Reduction Act. It's already been introduced in New York State's Assembly and Senate by Assemblymember Harry Bronson and Senator Jessica Ramos. And it would set a target of reducing child poverty by 50% in 10 years and requiring that the division of budget, the state's division of budget, assess policies and budget decisions within how by asking the question of what impact would this have on child poverty. And we are right now working with a core group of partners, and we're aiming to build out the number of people and organizations that are interested in working on this with us. So people can go to our Schuyler Center website, which is scaany.org. And they can sign up to get involved. And we'll be putting On that site, we'll be putting template letters that people could send to their elected representatives.
I want to thank Kate Breslin, and this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.